It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and the season's in full swing. The action's still unfolding, so head over to DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. So many storylines across both pro and college sports. This is the time to check out the DraftKings Sportsbook, and they have a great offer. If you haven't tried the app yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. Celebrating the showdown in Happy Valley, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when placing a bet on either Ohio State or Penn State. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick either Penn State or Ohio State, bet a dollar on them, and cash $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. And just to update our listeners, during the break, Dustin and I continued our conversation, and I did convince him that the ball hit out of bounds before hitting the pylon. I'm going to assume Penn State won the game 35-34. Correct, Dustin?
Yeah, except I got two witnesses here who say otherwise. But anyway, don't let that stop you.
Don't ruin my story with the facts, all right? All right, Dustin, there was a whole lot more to talk about with this game. I want to go to the other controversial, this one was potentially a series of plays, and this was as the game was ending. Penn State made a stop of Indiana, took over the ball deep in Indiana territory, a minute 47 left, and Indiana had one timeout left. Penn State hands the ball off to Devin Ford. Indiana parts like the Red Sea. Devin Ford goes through, scores the touchdown. He realized at the very last moment that he probably should not have scored, but momentum was already carrying him into the end zone. I've had many conversations with people since then about that. In fact, one of our listeners, Paul, he texted me, and Paul said he'll be listening to us in the car, so shout out to Paul. He said, Jim, isn't it simple math? You kneel. What say you, Dustin?
Well, all right. So I think James Franklin was trying to thread a very thin needle. I think to go essentially risk-free means kneel, timeout, kneel twice more. You get the clock down to, I don't know, you know, when you factor in the couple extra seconds there, you get the clock down to probably, what, 15 to 20 seconds left. Indiana needs to score a touchdown.
Real quick here, Dustin, let me interrupt, because I put this out in on our Twitter account. I allowed for 4 seconds per play, maybe a little bit much, maybe it should be 3, but you can take the snap, especially in the shotgun, dance for a second or two before going down, and doing the math by using up the 40-second clock, I had it down to about 15 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, I was going at roughly about 3 seconds, but you're right that maybe you can, coming out of the shotgun, you can do a little bit more. So, yeah, so let's just say 15 seconds, high end 20 seconds. You know, the odds of Indiana driving the field with no timeouts, having taken the risk-free approach, you know, the odds are very, very slim. So James Franklin, what he was trying to do was try to get the odds of winning the game down to 100% absolute. And in order to do that, you need to, A, either run more time on those plays that you're running, or B, pick up a first down. And so he was trying to thread a very thin needle. And if you're going to try to thread a very thin needle, and you have a chance to reset and communicate with your team, it better be made without a shadow of a doubt clear to the running back who's getting the football. Not just mention it, not just discuss it, but grab his face mask and yell into his face, you do not cross the goal line on this play. Do you understand me? So the fact that the statement was made on the sideline, that's great. Except when you see, as a running back, when you see the floodgates open, your natural football instinct is to get very excited and to make a beeline for the goal line. We saw that in the Falcons game, and it was the same outcome. Todd Gurley, who had become known for sliding short of a touchdown on his own, that energy and that thought process and that spontaneous reaction in your brain as a running back, you've been playing this position for, you know, a decade, is going to tell you to run as fast as you can for that. So your job as a coach, I think, is to not discuss this on the sideline, but to shout it in your running back's face and say, you do not cross the goal line. Penn State had an opportunity to make that clear beyond the shadow of a doubt. And I think what became clear on that play and then on the drive after that and into overtime is Indiana was better prepared for that moment than Penn State was. And I think that's a fact.
Well, let's talk about it a little bit. I was looking for the exact quote. James Franklin did say, oh, we've talked about it. We've talked about it in practice. We talked about it in the sidelines. There's been two interpretations of this. One was, he was trying not to throw Devin Ford under the bus. Gee, we told the kid and he didn't do it. Or it's, well, you know, we sort of kind of talked about it, but we didn't do what you said, Dustin, which is what I think should have happened. Devin Ford, you're going to get this handoff. Do not score and do not go out of bounds. Those are the two rules. Anything else, and hold on to the ball, okay? You know, those are the three things that you have to be yelling into the kid's ear. Do you think that happened?
I don't think it happened well enough. I also think, I mean, let's get down to the play call itself. You have the opportunity to have the ball in your quarterback's hand. Let's say a quarterback draw or a design quarterback run, somebody who's, you know, ingrained in this offense, who has, you know, is the probably the most heady player on the field. And then you have a pretty excitable sophomore, but also a pretty excitable one at that, in Devin Ford. You know, I know it's Monday morning quarterbacking, but you can also look and say, okay, let's keep the ball in the hands of the players that we trust the most in this moment. If we want to be this precise with what we want to accomplish on the field, let's put it in the players' hands that we rely on and that we trust the most. And that's not Devin Ford.
It would have to be Sean Clifford. And one of the other things here, Dustin, is you hand the ball off. Handing the ball off does create another point where something bad could happen. A fumble could happen in that exchange. So I've always been an advocate for a clock coach on the sideline. I've seen just over the years, and it's not just James Franklin, but a lot of places where coaches make mistakes with the clock. You and I did the math just now to say, with a minute 47 left and one timeout for Indiana, the math turns out to approximately 15 seconds if you only have run 3 to 4 seconds off on the clock per play. If you would have just directly snapped the ball to Sean Clifford and he runs into the back of the offensive line, how many seconds go off? I'm not sure, you're not sure, but the coaches should be damn sure of how much clock that takes off. There should be someone also whispering in his ear, look, coach, kneel down, and this is the final result. They have 10 seconds and no timeouts left. I'm not sure that conversation happened, and these are conversations that should be done ahead of time with clock management, so you know this going into that situation, correct?
Yeah, and I think maybe they had this conversation, and I would have been curious to see, the decision tree that comes off that first down play. If he gets a first down, the game's over. Right. If he gets 5 yards, what are you doing then as a coach? You know, because you're still in the same position. Indiana calls timeout, and instead of having second and 12 because you kneeled, you have second and 5. Now, what's your decision making? Is it different? Is it the same? But I think if you want to, it's an ambitious thing for a coach to try to, you know, to try to steal that last 15 seconds that wasn't accounted for. And the more ambitious you want to be, the better you need to communicate that. And James Franklin might have communicated this well. I think in the end, the responsibility, obviously with Devin Ford not making the correct football play, but the responsibility does fall on James Franklin for his running back not making the correct football play.
Well, you talked about the decision tree. It's really pretty simple, Dustin. It is arithmetic. There were 1:47 left, which translates into 107 seconds. If Indiana uses their timeout, which they obviously will, that means there are 2 40-second play clocks that are going to run. That's 80 seconds, which means there are 26 seconds or 27 seconds unaccounted for. In your plays, you're going to run 4 plays. If those 4 plays take 5 seconds, you leave the other team 7 seconds of availability. So when you say about the decision tree on first down, big difference if I used 2 seconds or if I used 7 seconds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure they made a smart decision by having Devin Ford run. You know, how much time could they have taken off the clock, letting, again, quarterback in the shotgun, just running off some seconds there, especially on that first down where Indiana was, rolled over and played dead. They weren't rushing hard to make a tackle. You probably could have stood back there for several seconds. So again, what was the proper call there? Should they have just kneeled down on 4 plays?
I mean, the Monday morning quarterback says yes. James Franklin wanted it all on that particular drive at the 14-yard line. James Franklin wanted it all. He didn't want a 97.5% chance of winning or a 99.5% chance of winning. He wanted a 100% chance. And to get that, you need the first down, but not anything more than that. You have a 4-yard margin between the right football play and the wrong one. And it's not a lot of margin if you think about it, especially whenever, the seas open like that and Devin Ford's, his instinct since he was a kid kicks in. So he wanted it all and he dealt with the consequences. That was just my feeling on it.
You make a good point there. That is threading the needle, assuming that the player can get past the 4-yard line but stop before the end zone. All right, that's it for quarter number 2. There's still a lot more to get to about this game. Stick around.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Get in on all the football action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.